Identity as the difference between kindness and weakness. December 6, 2023. Again, something of an auspicious title. And definitely a territory I could spend a lot of time on, but we'll try not to. One reason I could spend a lot of time on it is I could actually spend time defining each of those three key words, identity, kindness, and weakness. I will spend a little time doing that because I have to. I'll also say, see also readout 004 on identity, the one I call Who Am I? But I'm not really going to be using that readout as a reference for this per se, because in this readout, my use of the word identity is more specifically about knowing what is and is not you. Defining the lines that make you, yourself, that make you. What is mine, what is not mine. And I do that because my summary definition of the difference between kindness and weakness, using identity as a measure, is the degree to which you understand what is yours to give. So I think we could agree that kindness is to give something to someone, whether it be appreciation, respect, physical matter, physical things, time, whatever, what have you. There are other things you could do that are kind, but that's a very common one. And weakness, I think we could agree, is about not being able to stand up against a force, not being able to define yourself against a force. I say that deliberately that way. So if you're going to give to be kind, you could also give because you're weak enough not to know how not to. And one of the reasons that that happens, of course, is that we tend to be afraid of conflict. We don't like to anger people. We don't like people being upset at us or disliking us or whatever. So one form of weakness is to do what people tell you to do because you don't think you can manage not to, because you can't handle the idea or the fear of the idea of not being in their good graces. Kindness itself is not natively motivated by fear. That's a key point also. Kindness is, when it is actually kindness, motivated by something different. And it's very tempting to say kindness is motivated by kind-heartedness, which is, of course, a little bit circular. But kindness is an idea. And I would say it can be part of your identity. If you want to be kind, it's part of you to want to be kind. That is a part of an identity, but that's more like Rita 004 kind of identity discussion. I, in this discussion, would say if you give to someone because you want to, genuinely, without reference to anything other people are doing or any other circumstances, you want to, that is kindness. Provided that it doesn't run into some other problems that I'm going to discuss in a second. But if you give to someone because you're afraid of something, that is more likely to be weakness in its nature. Now, the problems I'm alluding to here, I would say that if you give something to someone, you need to know that it's yours to give. And this is actually why I titled this the way I did. Identity is about knowing, in this case, what is yours and what is not yours. So I cannot give you something that doesn't belong to me in the physical sense as if it were mine. We kind of understand that. If I borrowed $50 from someone, maybe I can pay it back with a different $50. But if I've borrowed your bicycle, which is a very specific, tangible item, I can't give it to my brother Don as if it was mine to give. It is not okay, because it isn't mine to give in the first place. I think, and of course, an example of weakness, if Don cajoled me into doing it and I figured, oh gosh, I can't have it mad at me and I'll try to do what I can to explain it later, then I'm dealing with weakness, because I could not stand up and say, look, this isn't mine to give you. I can't do that. Knowing that difference, I think, becomes part of your identity. But also when we're talking about giving parts of yourself it really becomes part of an entity. So if your self, grammatically awkward sentence here, if your self does not like to swear, and you feel degraded, debased, if you do swear, and you have five friends who really, really push on you to swear, if you choose to swear, I would say that if you do it because you're afraid of them not liking you, that is a weakness. The only way that's kindness is if you figure out that, really, I want to. Now, this is a tricky thing for anybody who has a struggle with identity, because you can accidentally trick yourself into thinking that you want to, because then it's easier to do it. So it's only something that, it's something you only will know internally, whether you did it for a good reason or not. But I think in that scenario, it's not very likely that's going to be a kindness thing, because I don't think we would generally consider swearing to be a kindness. To fit in isn't even a kindness. That's kind of a comfort level thing. I don't think we can easily come up with a viewpoint where giving into that is a kindness. But we've got so many things going on in the world today that are a little bit more like that than we might want to think. For instance, I have a problem because of my religion, but also my convictions about truth, saying she when I see a male, for example. Now, I'm not going to say a thing about what that person believes of him or herself. That isn't up to me. But what is up to me is being honest about what I see. The world as that we live in now has attempted to redefine respect and kindness to include the idea of saying that. I believe that's wrong, and I believe that's wrong because if I say something I don't believe, number one, I'm lying because I don't believe it, and I'm saying it as if I do. But number two, there's nothing in me that would define or that would give me standing to say that other than as a way to give in to what I'm being asked to do. And I think it's no longer respect or kindness if you just do it because someone asks you and for no other reason. Now, I'm going to make a fine point clarification on this. If I ask you to call me Doug instead of Douglas, I don't think you'd lose anything by that. But if for some reason the name Douglas is, oh, let's say it brings up a flashback in your head, and so you hate the name Douglas, or the name Doug, either one. And you say, I can't do that because it'll cause me to have this problem. I say, okay, well, I don't know your internal struggles. But I think it's better for me to be okay with what you do that you're comfortable with, because it's you expressing yourself, than it is for me to demand that you do something that makes me okay. I could get, once again, this could get long if I'm not careful. I could get lost in that little tangent. But I'll try not to. The tangent being, which is better, to be able to handle what the world throws at you or to be able to make the world throw at you what you want it to. but I'll leave that one at this point. But if you demand someone say something just because that makes you feel better, and you say, give me that as kindness or give me that as respect, the question remains, if you're saying it to me, can I do it because I genuinely want to, because it is genuinely okay with me and doesn't break anything about who I am? Is it mine to give you? And that's kind of how I define this. Again, if it's not mine to give you, then I can't give it to you. So the last part I'll have to break down here is, what is mine to give you? Jesus gave his life, as we believe in Christianity. That was his to give. Jesus did not say anything he didn't believe in. In fact, Jesus died partially because he did say what he believed in and did not say anything to the contrary. That's one of the reasons he got killed. He knew who he was very, very well. And from within that identity, he gave many things. But one thing he did not give is everything the world asked. For example, the world asked him to quit saying he was the king of, or the Son of God. Well, sometimes he didn't blurt it out. But he did not ever say, no, I'm not. I'll agree, I'm not. He never did that. Because that was not his to give. It wasn't true. And it would have destroyed his identity to do that. It would have changed who he saw himself as, I believe. One of the reasons that we have rules in our Constitution and in democracies about freedom of faith and religion is really about this. Whatever you think will change you, to something you don't want to be, that's a strong enough held belief, a deeply enough held belief that we believe as free people we should not demand that of each other. And the reason we don't want to demand that of each other is because once you do, you create war. You create an impossible situation because people will fight to maintain their concept of self. That's kind of a version of survival. We fight to maintain our physical selves, but we also fight to maintain our spiritual and emotional selves. It's human nature to do that. And we know that, so we try not to have laws that permit or encourage that kind of destruction. But right now, I'm afraid I think we do have laws forming that are doing that. I won't go into more specifics, but my goal in these readouts, number one, is to say where I've come to in my own thinking. But my goal in publishing them, other than just to have them out there so that they're not lost, I guess, is the hope that it will help people figure out for themselves how to draw straight lines through messes. Because that's one of the things I find I have to do, is to figure out how to draw straight lines through messes. We've got a lot of emotional, spiritual, even messes nowadays to draw lines through. So, in summary, this readout's goal, I think, is to help determine, not really determine, but discern, define, how to separate kindness from weakness in real applications by using as a measuring stick what you have to give. And whether what you're trying to give is, number one, of the things you have to give, and number two, something that you would want to give absent things like fear. I use that as a way to measure because right now, again, we've got a lot of problems with defining words. I could handle respect. I touched on it, but I could handle that in another post, I suppose, sometime. I might get there, I might not. But this is very similar. So this one deals with kindness. If you give something because it is comfortable for you to give, or at least it is comfortable. Now, comfortable does not mean it makes you, you know, warm and fuzzy and maybe doesn't cause you any pain. Obviously, Jesus was in pain when he allowed his life to be taken. But I could bet you that in his spirit, he was comfortable. He did what he was what was required of him on earth. He did what he was here to do, and he knew that. One more kind of aside I'll throw at this. If you do figure out how to do what I'm talking about, at least my experience tells me, you will discover something that may seem magical to some people. And that is this. If you have people attack you, take things from you, jeer at you, run from you, decide to leave you behind, because you did or didn't do something in order to be true to yourself, and really knowing your identity and then acting accordingly is being true to yourself. If you did that, and that then that happened, you will find that you consider the losses, marks of success, not marks of failure. That may seem very strange to a lot of people. I'll say it in a shorter way. If things are taken from you because you're true to yourself, you may find yourself happy to have done the right thing, as proven by the fact that that happened. Now, that's going to mean more to Christians, I think, because Christians are told in the Bible, and I'm one, that we will have persecution and you know, for Jesus' name's sake, and to consider it joy. That's in the book of James. But this is a more generic form of this. If you find that you are troubled by people because of being true to yourself, you will have peace internally by knowing that you're not fighting with yourself. That's another way to look at it. You're not fighting with yourself. And that is a major, major success. So I wish for people who read these, well, and who don't, of course, that you find a way each day to look at yourself, look at what you've done, what you said, what you didn't do, and what you didn't say, all of that, and say, I was true to who I am, and I founded who I am well enough to be at peace with both that and the way I represented it today. I wish that for everyone. And that's about all I can say to that.